This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Teachers and special educators at several Denver schools are facing cuts. Schools are setting their budgets for next year amid declining enrollment and the end of pandemic-era funding. A group of counselors who have helped decrease substance use and who provide trauma care are worried they'll lose their jobs. Here's Rob Gould, president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
We're seeing programs like this being cut. We're seeing classroom teachers being cut. We're seeing class sizes going up.
Teachers at several schools must interview to keep their jobs. They'll find out within 2 weeks whether they're out of a job. The justices on the U.S. Supreme Court are now deliberating on the Colorado case questioning former President Trump's eligibility to hold office. CPR's Caitlin Kim was at the high court for arguments yesterday. She says a decision should be coming pretty quickly.
Everybody has asked for an expedited ruling. So while a typical ruling can sometimes take several months, I think we should get this much, much, much sooner.
Ballots go in the mail next week for Colorado's March 5th presidential primary. Because the case is still unresolved, President Trump's name will appear on them, but it will be up to the justices whether Coloradans' votes for him are ultimately counted. The man who brought a gun to a crowded Lodo Street and sparked Denver police to fire into a bunch of innocent bystanders was sentenced to prison this week. Jordan Waddy was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months on a weapons violation. He was walking through lower downtown with a gun in 2022 when people spotted him with the weapon. One officer injured 6 people after firing into the crowd. He, too, was charged. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.